KFYO 739. On the front side of the weekend, got all kinds of stuff. Got football tonight, football tomorrow. Now, I'd like to thank our mom on the street, Nancy Smith, who was nice enough to forward us the information and remind us about the movie in the park. Now, she said, Under a Harvest Moon, because tomorrow's the last day of summer. You realize that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, Harvest Moon tomorrow if the clouds will stay away.
It sure is.
But thanks for that, Nancy. Also, you know, giving us some information, reminding people about the corn maze.
That was
always
Nancy
a lot of fun.
Neal.
No, Nancy Smith is our mom on the street.
Oh, she's the one that called to remind us about
mom
that.
On
oh,
the
okay.
street. That's M-O-T-S.
Oh, nice. Okay.
If you want to be a mom on the street or a dad on the street or brother on the street, holler at us. 770-5790. You know, drop us your email or something. We'd love to talk to you. We want correspondents all over the Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
Like the one we have in the house here from LASD. Now, this is serious business. Coming up Monday night, LASD is hosting over at United Spirit Arena, College and Career Night in the house. We've got Tammy Edmondson, correct?
Correct.
Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me this morning.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Tell us exactly what's happening over there on Monday night, and then we'll kind of get into a little discourse on how you need to prepare and how you need to approach that.
Well, we are inviting all secondary students, grades 6 through 12, not just in Lubbock ISD, but in their surrounding areas to come out to United Spirit Arena. There's going to be a host of different colleges. We'll have the military there, technical schools. We'll have different things that you can see through the Advanced Technology Center that we offer for students in Lubbock ISD. That kind of leads them towards a career path. And, you know, in high school especially, that's the time when, even in those lower grades, they need to really be thinking and looking at different options for them post-high school. And so this provides a wonderful opportunity for parents and students to come out and visit with different colleges and military and different technical schools just to get an idea of what's out there and cost and different information that they need to go ahead and start thinking about.
Right. Now, are you guys going to have any financial information and information about scholarships and or any information on like FAFSA and what you need
just
to do to process
to
all that stuff?
Absolutely. You know, I think sometimes people, parents and students, you know, aren't, that's one of the things that's the most unsure to them and the unknown is the financial aid process that's involved with going to college. So we will offer two sessions, one at from 5:30 to 6:30, the other from 6:30 to 7:30. Learn Incorporated is graciously offered to come over and to present those financial aid sessions to give parents and students information on how to even begin the process and different types of financial aid that they can look at, start working on.
Okay.
And I like that it's not just a college night, but college and career night, because college isn't for every student. And some people being guided in towards technical industry, I mean, we need people everywhere.
Absolutely. We have a plethora of different jobs just in the South Plains area that require different technical expertise and certain skills. And that's part of the reason, too, that we are having our kind of highlighting the advanced technology courses that are offered through the district, such as auto technology. It could be web design, engineering design, cosmetology. Different courses that may not require a four years of college, but maybe going to South Plains College and in 2 years, you know, they have those skills needed to go out to the workforce.
You know, really the career path now for a lot of people is to go into in other words, the wind energy generation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a track that,
right.
That they just had who was it that we had on here? It was a Just Do It thing with SBC.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what a lot of people are doing now is they're getting into a tech field, and then they can kind of graduate or gravitate to the area of specialization in that industry because they're also new. People don't know what to do.
Right.
And then once they get in there and they're earning some bucks and stuff, then they go back to school, and then they expand their knowledge and get more of a specialized degree.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, get out of high school and go to college for 4 years and, you know, have a dog and two kids. That's not the one that's working
right.
anymore.
And having the military there, too, is also very beneficial for students.
Absolutely. I think that for some students, that's a huge draw for them and of interest to them. And that's just the right path for some students. So we're excited that they're going to be there as well.
Yeah. Very diverse groups there.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to ask you to stay right where you are. We're going to have some more tips and information on how you need to handle this weekend. Monday night at the College and Career Night at United Spirit Arena, hosted by LISD, because it's a very important night. 7:43, good morning. News Talk 790 KFYO, Tom Collins, who are you?
I'm Laura May.
Okay. And to my right and Laura's left would be the lovely Tammy Edmondson from Lubbock Independent School District. We're talking about College and Career Night coming up Monday at United Spirit Arena. What's the time again?
It's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and there's no cost. It's free admission.
Okay, everybody's invited from 6th grade to 12th grade.
From now, any school district. Yeah,
from any school district, anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you want to fly in from wherever to attend this thing, you're absolutely welcome to. The reason why we, you know, wanted you to hold over and talk about this just a little bit more, a lot of people think that they're living in a bubble. They think just because it's my kid, or my kid's so smart, or my kid is, you know, they've got the my kid thing going on. But you either plan to fail or plan to succeed. And the reason why people need to go to this thing, it's not, you know, if you're a junior this year, you better get your kid's rear over there.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Almost too late to be thinking about it at that point. Is that right? I mean,
we really want to have students start thinking about that, you know, early high school, and start already pursuing and looking at different options, mm-hmm. you know. And then, of course, junior year, you're heavily involved in campus visits and looking at other schools, you know, so that you're on track starting your senior year, when you already need to possibly be applying, you know, for different colleges.
And starting to look at financial aid,
now,
really, by that
let
time,
me tell you
too.
Something. If you think your kid is smart enough, or if you think that your kid deserves a scholarship, or you think your kid's going to get a scholarship offer, mm-hmm. if you don't know what the word FAFSA means, and if you haven't been to FAFSA.gov, you are living wrong.
That's the first thing you have to do.
Let me
right?
tell you something.
Is FAFSA?
What you need to do is you need to go to FAFSA, FAFSA.gov. And if you're a parent or guardian and you don't have a FAFSA pin, you are not living right. You need to get your FAFSA pin immediately, if not sooner. Your kid needs to get their FAFSA pin so you can make an application. It's kind of a lengthy process. And this is why the people from Learn Educational Talent Search are going to be there doing these seminars. Now, give us the times on these seminars again.
Okay, the first one will be from 5:30 to 6:30, and then the next one follows it from 6:30 to 7:30. So if you can't, you know, if you can't get off from work, or, you know, get tied up, know that you can come for that second session. But we'll have those two sessions offered for parents to
get information. Now, if you sit there, if you're sitting there going, I'll do that later, bad move. Yeah. Bad move. You need to start getting your ducks in a row now, because let me tell you something, trying to get a college education paid for, everybody wants to pay as much out of pocket as they can without financing it down the road. You don't know what the education costs are going to be. I mean, you know, the Stafford loans and the guaranteed, you know, low interest rates, mm-hmm. they ain't guaranteed no more. Mm. I mean, they're not, simply. Now, here's a piece of advice that I would like to share with people, Tammy. This is a big deal, and a lot of, are you going? Yeah, we're going. Okay. Mom, Dad, don't let your kid go with their friends. Take your kid, tell your kid's friends to get lost and get serious for about an hour. That's what really needs to happen. You're planning for stuff that's going to affect the rest of their lives. And people look up and they go, well, I'm standing in a financial hole. You know, this is your opportunity to wake up, be an adult, smell the coffee, and do something right for your kid that you can, this is a variable you can control.
Well, I would say to that too, that, you know, everybody has what is the best fit for them. And just because what is right for your friend is not necessarily right for you. So that is why you need to go with a parent that student does and visit, you know, to find out what is the best fit for them individually.
Yeah. Now, I do want to, we did have a drive-by call. That said, you can't actually start applying for FAFSA until January.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
If your student's senior year, one under 17 is allowed to get a FAFSA.
Yeah, actually, but you can learn the process.
That's true.
Early.
The thing is,
the things you're going to need to have.
Yeah, you need
to
go to FAFSA.gov, and you need to know what the score is, because it changes mm-hmm. every year.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be able, see, a lot of people sit there and they have this.
So it could change by your senior year.
They have this big
too,
shoebox, and they have all their stuff in a shoebox. Are you guilty?
Yeah.
And then they sit there and they go, well, you know, how much did I spend for this and how much did I spend for it? If your record's not in order, let me tell you something. If your records aren't in order and you don't know how to reel them in and find out exactly what you've spent, college is going to cost you a bundle more. If you
don't forget that Monday night, also the military will be there and technical schools as well. So if you're not looking at college, there are some other options that will be available too.
That's right. We have something for everybody, no matter what their plan is post high school. The important thing for today is that you need to be skilled in some area, whether that be through technical, through a two-year college, four-year college. You need to have some skills to be up there to go in the job market and to work.
Right.
You're on the tracks. Train's coming. Make sure you're ready. Be there Monday night. What time does it start again?
5:30
at United Spirit Arena.
Till 7:30.
Just
a couple of hours.
Tammy Edmondson, LISD, thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
7:53.